Welcome back to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Dr. Lisa Leal, and I'll be your host. And this week, we are going to talk about GLP-1s. Lots of people have been asking about Ozempic and Mounjaro, concerned that there's going to be another shortage. A lot of patients that are going on different, semaglutide and tirzepatide, which are the generics. They're all concerned because here we are, and another addition of side effects are occurring. And these are actually all the same side effects that have always been occurring. So as I share with patients, you know, the key is that you've got to have your protein. So let's talk about the two things that you have to consider the most when you start a GLP-1. Mounjaro, Ozempic, semaglutide, tirzepatide, and there's others, Wegovy, etc. The number one is I want your protein to be very high. If you're not having a high amount of protein, you're going to get nauseous. Why? Because you're probably having too many carbs. So you need to count the carbs. If you look at a lot of the studies across the United States, a lot of people actually average over 200 grams of a carbohydrate. Wow, that is a lot. So if you think about it, a half a cup of rice is 27 grams of carb. For me, that would be a whole day's carb because I do an anti-inflammatory type of nutritional plan. And I do that because I have rheumatoid arthritis and I want to keep that in remission always. I like being active. I like being able to not take medications. So that's pretty easy for me to do, but I've been practicing for a long time. So what I share with patients in order to do that is maybe use Carb Manager or MyFitPal, and once or twice a week, just sit down and put everything that you've eaten in that day. And that will help you to count your carbs. Now, a lot of patients will say, you know, doc, I'm having a banana every morning with breakfast. I'm like, well, you know, that's fruit. I appreciate that. But that's the highest carb of all fruits. So if you're having citrus or bananas, you're being in a high carb amount. So try to have some more protein. And what does a protein look like in the morning? That's going to be avocados, eggs, bacon, sausage. Again, that's turkey sausage because that's better for your heart. Canadian bacon is actually one of our favorites in our home. So we do that. And, you know, a lot of us like pasta for dinner. So one of the things you might consider is 00 pasta. You know, a lot of the Italians use that. So you see that a lot in Italy. Don't see it as much here in the United States. But it is something that you can order. Cassava flour. And then there is also other types of flour. One of our grocery stores carries zero bread. And zero bread is one of my favorite things. If I am craving something sweet, I like the French, you know, as putting an egg on top, sauteing that over the bread, and then using some type of syrup. And my syrups are zero calorie. So zero calorie is from Choc Zero. And again, I'm stating all of these different brands. I have no promotional type of scenario to where I'm getting any part of it. So these are just really great brands that I really like. So one is Choc Zero. Another one that I really, really love is that is avocados. Avocados are just kind of my mainstay. Usually in our office, all of us are usually kind of hungry about 2 or 3 o'clock. You know, as dentists and physicians, I consider us Olympians. And as we saw the Olympians last, you know, over the last years, you know, they're competing all day long and they're practicing it. So for the very first patient, we need to be that same best as for our last patient. So having that mindset, having that ability to work out in the morning or at night, we need to be at our very most best. So that's our cognitive thinking. So a lot of patients will also, when it comes to GLP-1s, will talk about, you know, hey doc, I'm doing all that, but I'm still not losing weight. Well, one of the things we need to look at is our hormones as well, especially with women. With women, your thyroid may not be optimal. So when you go in and get a physical, you may have a thyroid of a 3.0. Yes, that's in a normal range. However, is it optimal? So I like 0.5 to 1.5 on a TSH. TSH is your thyroid stimulating hormone. That needs to be balanced at its optimum. And then the second is your progesterone and your estrogen. If your estrogen is too high or too low, you can get hot flashes. So women over 50 or maybe even over 45, you may be having these symptoms. So we'd like to take care of the whole person from head to toe. And today in talking about GLP-1s, which is what we started out with, the two key factors that I want you to remember is high protein, low carb, no nausea. So please think of that. And if you have more questions, please comment. I would love to hear what you are thinking and also comment on your experience of working with the GLP-1. Have a blessed day, and we look forward to seeing you next week.